This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated, insightful financial analysis. If you are looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
So you would be step two engineer. Big Biz Show, welcome to the program. So TV audience knows what we're talking about. A radio audience who just joined us. So we start TV first and radio joins us second. 110 million TV homes, 150 radio stations. Great to have you on. Big Biz Show is on the air today.
Yep.
Well, here we go.
What happened? There it is. You got all the buttons.
Courtesy to fix some stuff. Maybe.
See, not many TV guy hosts do their own buttons, too.
Well, it's because we started in radio. And we started in radio. You know, I had all the elements. I told somebody the other day, I said, you have to have a certain amount of ADHD or what I call the bug. Because to do what I do,
right,
you have to be able to orchestrate a lot of stuff at the
you
same
like
time and
that.
Not pay attention to any of it.
Right.
Right?
I know.
So consider this. I have a soundboard over here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mixing board over here that controls my mic, your mic, all the sounds.
All the mics.
Okay. I've got a computer here with stuff on it. I got papers here.
Right. You got a phone that's lighting up.
I got a fine over here. I got a guest over here. I got you over here.
I'm here to help.
And it's a big symphony.
It is.
But you. Look, I could do this. You go, hey, like this. I'm still talking. I could be texting someone.
Conductor Bob.
I can text
someone. It happens. Send me that picture. Anyway, it happens all the time.
I'm talking to a guest. What I was trying to say is that many college-educated workers are choosing to stay in the labor force until they're 75 because there's a social benefit more than financial reasons for it. So the good news for employers who are employing septuagenarian is what it's called, septuagenarian. There's octogenarian.
Septuagenarian? Is 100?
70.
Oh.
Yes. So if 75 is the new, you know, catching your stride is a, actually 75. You're still working,
right?
Meaning 85 is a new retirement.
Okay,
163 is the new dead.
Dead
is the new what? See,
it's getting better.
We're getting close, aren't we? It'd have to be a number like that, though.
It has to be a funny number.
Yeah. Here, this woman is nowhere near 173. She's only 68.
No,
no, she's not at all.
She's young.
Rocky Miller. Okay, maybe one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. She is the CEO of Bitsian. Bitsian, they're focused on providing best-in-class tools, sort of an industry standard for investing in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
She's a former Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, smart money person. And she's worked in Sydney, Tokyo, London, Singapore.
Oh, my gosh.
New York City. You ever been to San Diego, Rocky?
I have not been to San Diego.
Guess who's coming to town?
Really? Come on. You're coming in.
Oh, this will be fun.
Just the three of us. You'll understand.
You'll leave right away.
Yeah. And
happy.
Yeah, you would. Hey, first of all, crypto investing. There's a lot of barriers to entry. I'm still going on to my normal sites like, what's your favorite site?
Well, I can't reveal it
here. Come on, Rusty. You know the site that you buy your stuff on? Don't say it. Don't tell them.
That would be it.
Come on. Bitcoin. Honestly, there's I still tried to wade through this the other day, Rocky. It's not getting any better for us. But I went on Bitsian.io.
Right.
And I can do everything right there. So that's the problem, is it not? So because there's two sides of this equation. There's the investor side here.
Hello.
Where I want to invest real money, see a gain, and then get real money back eventually.
Yeah.
But there's also transactional stuff. Talk about the difference and what you guys are solving.
Yeah, on the transactional side, the barriers that you saw are all there. It's just too difficult. Just today, I took a call from a relative who wants to purchase some Bitcoin, and we walked him through the platform, and it was way easier than I think what he was trying to do, logging onto two different markets, trying to see where's the price. The first question was, why is it that it's Bitcoin, but there's different prices when I look at different.
It would be like getting. I think the only equivalent I can see is in this, and this does exist. If you are on a platform, let's say you're looking at MarketWatch and you're looking at the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P.
Right.
Okay. They have different stock symbols for the three indices.
Okay.
Then the Dow Jones Index stock symbol is usually arrow sign up dot indu. Now, if you go to StarCharts.com. it's a different share, it's different stocks, but the price is the same. So right now, Dow Jones up 2%, up 429 points. If you look across the board, unless it's a delayed quote, it's the same price. Rocky, I've seen the same thing though, because what we're looking at is I can see Bitcoin trading at one price on one platform, and literally in real time, it's another price on another platform. And it's not because the price is moving. What's going on there?
Yeah, so each market, because there's really no centralized clearing function, like in the equities markets, you have the DTC, you have NBBO, there is no such construct in crypto. So every market can be seen as its own standalone independent market. And the price setting there is just based on buyers and sellers on that particular market. And because of the way crypto has grown, there's, 200 of them. So multiply that problem by that factor and more. Then you add the issue of regulatory scrutiny across different, countries. So China versus Korea versus India might be completely different. And now you have a full-fledged, pricing issue, right, of trying to get to best price.
So managing cross exchanges, because there are so many different exchanges, okay, you you can't buy the same currencies or digital currencies on every exchange. You guys are setting out to change all that, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is just make it a very simple, seamless experience for customers. They can come in and deposit fiat currency, which is typically how most people get into crypto.
So I'm putting money in. I'm putting dollar bills in. In the case of the U.S. investors, I'm wire transferring or somehow getting. Let's say I put $1,000 in, so now you have the money, and now you guys convert that to digital where I can purchase almost anything, correct?
Correct. And you can choose which digital assets you want to convert to.
Right.
And with that, we show you all the different prices so you can pick which best price you want. You can convert to Bitcoin, to Ether. And then just as easy as you've converted, you can convert back and deposit or withdraw your funds.
Yeah. Do you have like an information booth, where I can just call and go, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me?
Yeah. So that's the one thing also about digital currency. There isn't any customer service line. And so you can't really call up. And say, but I think that's the beauty of it, because we're taking the brokers out of the middle of this thing.
Yeah,
what makes Bitsian, by the way, Bitsian's the name of the company. Rocky Miller is the CEO of the company, and they are providing best-in-class tools in investing in digital currency, cryptocurrency, digital assets. And there you see on the website, leave the hassle of multiple logins and screens in the past. If you're listening to us on radio, just go to bitsian.io. If you're watching us on TV, you can see it right there. But my point is, what makes you different? What is the tiebreaker here? What makes you bigger, better, faster, stronger, cheaper compared to these other platforms? In a word, what makes you different? It makes your quotation system more accurate, your execution platform more efficient, so on and so forth.
Transparency. We show you as is. You can bring up our platform, and we encourage our customers to do that. Bring up our platform, bring up your favorite exchanges. You'll see the exact same prices on our platform that you see. So this gives you trust that we're completely transparent. And then based on these different prices, which is a known fact, you just pick the best market. It's very similar to Kayak, Expedia, and how the airline industry works.
You're just the platform and by which I'm going through that is filtering out all the
riffraff,
BS.
Yeah, there's
no better way to put that. Okay, listen, you're a dyed-to-the-wool financial services person. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, SunGard. I can't even remember all the other ones. So you're not going to take a flyer on anything. Is it the cryptocurrency that's for real, or is it the blockchain that's for real, or do you think all of it's going to be around forever?
That's a really great question. Personally, being in the industry that I've been in, I think both are for real. Cryptocurrency and blockchain are together. Cryptocurrency happens to be the incentive mechanism that makes blockchain
But
work.
Don't you think blockchain's going to change everything though, Rocky? I mean, blockchain's really going to change how we do everything from buy cars to buy stock to buy everything. That sort of ledger transparency, I think it's going to be there because it's going to save us money. At the same time, it's going to remove brokers out of a lot of scenarios. Don't you believe that?
100%. And we are very, very bullish on a lot of projects out there. We want to see more adaption. But this technology is going to change everything. And it is changing everything in a very short amount of time.
That's why I'm buying property in Iceland.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, that's good, Russ. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's in Iceland, by the way?
Yes, all the data.
Cloud.
Yes.
That's very true.
Thank you.
30 years on the program. He's learned something.
Jiminy
I mention this? I'm going to mention this.
You better.
Your guys' intention is to go public as a company, is it not?
That is correct.
And do we have any idea when that's going to happen? Or are we allowed to talk about that?
Very, very soon, Sully. You'll
okay.
be the first.
All right. I'm not allowed to say. That's all she can say.
Hey, get out of here.
She's CEO of a privately held company
yeah,
now.
Can't do
but she's going to be CEO of a public company.
Says you.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Rocky, thank you so much. You're the smartest woman I know. Smartest person I know.
No,
she really is. I can't even hold her luggage.
We'll find you a place on the beach.
I'm trying to go on vacation with her.
She's
just
coming out here.
No.
San Diego. Hasn't been yet.
No, the long story. She's just, gosh, I'm so fascinated by her knowledge base.
That's two shows with her exclusively.
Well, I think if she comes to San Diego,
from blockchain,
we can
talk.
Have a whole. We have for a whole hour. And just give us the goods. In fact, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm texting her. She needs to fly out here for a whole hour.
Fire ring, little sing along.
No.
Some fish tacos.
What are you trying to date
tequila?
Her?
No, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I was going to serenade you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Stroll up in the thong.
Wow. Nice. The shoes.
Yeah, the flip-flop.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com, nationwide, coast to coast. 110 million TV homes strong, 150 radio stations.
Yeah.
Well, we're also broadcast internationally on American Forces Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea, as they say.
And a couple underwater.
There you go. Okay, really interesting story because let me talk to you about rare earth metals.
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard of rare earth, not the band, rare earth metals?
I love that.
Okay, rare earth metals.
Yeah, I've heard something about these.
Well, this is interesting because during this China-U.S. trade war, all right, China is in a retaliatory move against the U.S., this tressy, messy made trade tiff. China has readied a plan to curb exports of what are called rare earth metals to the U.S. And here's what. First of all, 17 chemically related elements found in mineral form have magnetic and optical properties that are useful for making electronics.
But half of them end in ezium.
Right. They're not, by the way, they're not as rare as gold or silver, but they're really unusually difficult to mine because they're intermixed, okay? Which is why I'm so fascinated by this next company, Lomico Metals. Paul Gill, the CEO, and we had so much response when he was on the air. I thought it was insane. So I called him up and I said, we got to have you. We're going to feature you on a weekly basis.
Like a world of wonder.
I want to follow. Yes, yeah. It is the world of wonder. I want to follow him. Lomico.com, Lomiko.com. They are publicly traded here. LMRMF. LMRMF is their stock symbol. And they're doing nicely. They're up 12.5% today.
Hello.
But the long story short is they are, this is a mining company, okay? And what's interesting is the very thing that Chinese government is trying to take us by the knees by,
right?
Electric vehicle sales, battery materials, graphite is exactly, and although graphite's not a rare earth metal,
no,
at least I don't think it is. This is the being in the business Paul Gill's in couldn't be more timely. Paul, were you jumping up and down when you saw some of this news last week? Because you couldn't be more timely for guys like you. You're in the right place at the right time.
Oh yeah,
right.
We were ecstatic about some of the news that came out from Quebec and British Columbia, and there's other jurisdictions as well.
Yeah, I mean, for the people that didn't catch you the first time around, because we've got such a vast audience, and I know we picked up a couple of new radio affiliates and even a couple TV affiliates, talk about what Lomaco Metals does, and then we'll talk about sort of how it relates to the global situation going on right now with the trade stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is we look for materials that are part of the new green economy, stuff that's going into electric vehicles and battery storage. It's fascinating, this subject. And you know, the problem has been is that China has dominated this market for the last 20 years and killed it, the market inside of North America. We need to build that market back up. And Quebec, where we're located, the mine is located, it's a great jurisdiction for it.
So my question is this: if you think in terms of the market itself with respect to electrical vehicle sales, battery materials, with what you mine and what you're exploring, talk about how that intersects with what you guys are doing, because that's where it gets really interesting here.
Yeah, well, anytime you have a lithium ion battery that's put into a Tesla, that's 220 pounds of graphite, 400 pounds of copper. You know, not as much lithium, only about 10 or 11 pounds of lithium in it. But what it does is that the more vehicles you produce, the more of these materials that you need. And you have to have them located in North America to produce products and produce wealth here. If you have to buy them from China, you're in a bad situation, right?
Right.
You're not able to supply your own manufacturing facilities.
Oops.
Yeah, and that's a big piece of this thing that you have to talk about. That talk about what you guys do as a company. Talk about from the top down, from the beginning to the end, on how Lomaco Metals is sort of entering into your vertical and into your industry in a different way than most other companies of your ilk.
Yeah, essentially what happens is that you have to look at where value is created within the whole supply chain, and if you can find materials in the ground that costs you very little to extract, such as graphite, lithium, and all the rest of it, be able to process and mine that and put it into a form that goes into electric vehicle battery, you're going to be making a big splash, because you have low cost and probably because of the high demand, high marketability of the product and high prices for the product. So that's what we want to do. We want to get into this business where we're making graphite anodes, which are a key component of the lithium-ion battery. Lithium and nickel make up the anode or the cathode of the lithium-ion battery, but the anode is completely graphite, spherical graphite. And if we can make that material after we process the mine that we have, material coming out of the mine, we're going to be in a great situation. Because the costs are pretty low for mining and processing, $500 to $600 per ton.
Wow.
Conversion is about $500 a ton. But this material sells for $10,000 a ton. So if you can make 10x on your product, I mean, that's a great position to be in.
Yeah, Paul Gill is the CEO of Lomaco. Lomaco is really an interesting play. Lomaco Metals, by the way. You can go to lomaco.com.
And you might just find gold someday. You're just digging away for other stuff. You're like, what is this?
Well,
it's gold.
I'm not sure that's
going to happen,
Russ.
No, it couldn't happen.
Very quick. So, and the properties you guys are exploring and mining are where exactly?
Yeah, we've got a great location. We're about 115 kilometers or 90 miles north of the Port of Montreal, which is an international port. And we're also 50 kilometers or about 35 miles from the mine that's currently operating, the only graphite mine in North America called the Imerys Carbon Graphite Mine. I mean, the great location that we have is it's in a Goldilocks zone, essentially, because you can not only process the material using this multinational facility that's been created by Imerys right there in Montreal, but you can ship it out. And the beauty.
So it's obviously a turnkey enterprise-wide location. Love this company, Lomaco Metals. LMRMF is their stock symbol. You can go to lomaco.com. We're going to have him back. Thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate that. Big Biz Show coming up.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you along today. Nationwide, coast to coast, 110 million TV homes strong. 150 radio stations in 175 countries. Mm-hmm. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be yours.
Rock!
For retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Rusty. You can get a Rock Mobile plan for $29 a month.
This is the heaviest damn cell phone I've ever had.
Bayer Advance, better science, better results. Starbucks coffee, have you heard of them?
I have.
I hear they have a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor.
Bolder. Yes, yes, he said it.
Bloomin' Brands, their fine family of restaurants, including the following, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Have you ever been to a Cheeseburger in Paradise?
I was. The one in, I think,
Maui?
It was, no, Little Rock.
Boulder?
Was it Boulder?
It was Boulder.
Just outside.
I was actually asking for real. No, I honestly, God, it wasn't a bit.
Don't pretend. People can see right through the third wall.
I was just asking. Can we take a look? We haven't looked at the numbers. Jared, do you have numbers up there for me?
Hey, I bet something crawled out of the rock.
All right.
Yeah, I bet they're good numbers, though, today.
What? Well, yeah, because of this whole deal between Mexico and
it's over.
And the U.S. Well, I wouldn't say it's over, but that whole deal was manufactured. Dow Jones is staring down the barrel of 26,000 of it.
Great.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yes.
NASDAQ following. So NASDAQ was up 2% last week. It's up 108 today. It's 7,900. That looks good.
La la.
And then S&P. See, look at this. This is going to be a good week. But this is a good lesson of why markets run on fear and greed. Look at, so what you're looking at there is a point and figure chart of the Dow. Okay? The thick line is how the Dow's been trading. Dropped like a tummy tuck on a plus size model back in December. December 24th, where it hit its low. Okay,
yeah.
We climbed out of the sloughs, and all of a sudden, all this China trade stuff happened. Right about where we saw support and resistance. So, if you notice, right where we were at 26.5 when all that stuff happened between the U.S.-China trade talks.
I was on TV for a minute, Bob.
Yeah, I saw you there.
So excited.
So I sort of feel like this whole thing was manufactured.
What?
I feel like this is a whole wag the dog type scenario. I do, because the market was going to have to take a little bit of a tumble anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump tweets out. I mean, look, he's a bloviating idiot, but he's doing great for the economy. You can't. I mean, you may hate him.
A bloviating idiot.
I know you love him.
Yes.
I don't. Listen, I'm down the middle on this stuff.
Okay,
can tell you there's a million more jobs available than there are people to fill them. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I get more pain sitting on a fence than I do getting on either side.
No, it's true. I'll give you that. This is interesting because he wanted an interest rate cut 3 months ago. He couldn't get it from the Fed.
Isn't something terrible going to happen because that blue line just shot past the other red one up there?
No, that's a good thing. It's a reverse.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, then I'm happy.
And that's not a blue line. That's where the Dow ended up on Friday.
Well, I'm colorblind.
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is he got everything he wanted. Doesn't it sometimes make you think he's playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers?
Yes.
I don't know if he did it for the right thing. I still think he's, you know, he's the guy that, he's the CEO that makes your portfolio go up by 400%, but you don't want him at the Christmas party.
Okay.
He's like the veritable turd in the punch bowl.
He's Xeroxing his body parts in the other room.
He is.
That guy.
But it's like, okay, we can't fire him because we're all got more cake in the bank than we had in forever.
That's good.
Speaking of cake in the bank, right? When's the last time you had a piece of cake?
It has been a while.
Can you tell
I want
us
one now?
Can you tell us about your road to fitness? Because I was a taco shy of 400 pounds at one point.
I was a chubby little boy.
Because I was a national team rower. I was a college volleyball player, and then I got a back injury.
You were
and I got successful.
Up with people and tight sweaters and turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah.
The shizzle.
I got successful. I got giant. Yeah. And I got in shape by actually I went to a spin class. Not her spin. You'll be our guest in just a second. Yeah. I went to a spin class. And I started, from there, it just kind of then I started cycling with Challenge Athletes Foundation. You, on the other hand,
no.
And then when we switched places, because you were, you know, you were kind of chunky.
I was getting big again.
And then you
Husky was the name of my jeans.
You had a divorce.
Yeah.
And you started going to yoga.
Well, yeah.
Which stands for your old go away.
No, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that helps me. I like
it. But that's, you only go one day a week.
That's all you need.
Oh, is that all you need?
That's all I need.
Is this, yeah, really?
Apparently.
You know, one day a week yoga.
Gets
and one day a week avocado and egg whites?
Yes.
It's and a starvation thing. The starvation thing.
Thing, yeah. One day a week, I starve myself. And then, for some reason, it works. I got it from Jimmy Kimmel when he was talking to Howard Stern on some interview I heard.
Let's just set the record straight. Alyssa Parker is here. Alyssa Parker is a author of this book. Chris, can you show the book right next to the Emmy?
Can I have the book? I'm going to take it home.
There it is. Look at Fit Starts in the Kitchen. Okay? That's one of her books. And, of course, she's a fitness specialist, nutrition specialist.
You cook bacon like that?
And she joins us here. Alyssa, thanks so much for coming in. Can you please set him straight and tell me he's an idiot?
Yes, please.
Would you do a diet where you go to yoga once a week and you eat egg whites and avocado just once a week?
Well, you're on the right track going to yoga once a week, at least starting there.
Oh,
right?
God.
Maybe add another day or try a different type of workout.
There we go.
But actually, I know you want me to tell him he's wrong.
I just want you to tell him what's right.
So it's actually not that far off. It's a strategy that works for you, right?
One day a week.
But I'll tell you what. Okay, so when you're eating a higher calorie diet all week long and you have one lower calorie day, doesn't mean it's not the egg whites and the avocado that's magical. Because there's not really
magical. It's the low calorie that's magical.
It's the low calorie day.
Yeah.
Oh, see, so, you could be eating like a one burrito.
Right.
No, wait a second.
But isn't there like a good fat or a good...
Right. Well, avocados are high in fiber, so they'll make you feel fuller.
But there's other things other than avocado that's healthy fat.
Right. You could eat anything and have a low calorie day. Right. So it's not like the magical food. However...
See, you want to... See, here's confirmation bias. You want it to be egg whites and avocados.
I just like... Because they're everywhere around me. You know, there's
here in California.
I got avocados everywhere, and I like them. And you can spice them up, so it works.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, avocados are great.
Yeah, some people like kale and what, you know, chickpeas.
Okay, so this is what I want to talk to you about, because you were a pro figure competitor. You're a cycle instructor. You're a nutrition expert. You have your own app that teaches people how to get fit. You can't go to a dinner party and tell people what you do for a living, because you end up arguing like this
all day long.
People argue like this all the time because they think they know. Because I heard like 16 years ago, oat bran is going to solve all our problems, and now it's celery juice.
Yeah,
talk to us about all this stuff.
So basically, like the diet that works, right? I mean, do you have any guesses?
What's it's the probably the diet? One that works for you.
Exactly. See, so thanks. It's well, what that means works that yours for works you. For
thanks. We're good.
And so if you don't feel deprived and you can maintain it forever, I mean indefinitely, then that's what you want to be, because you don't want to be on a diet forever.
There's paleo and there's keto and there's vegetarian, there's vegan, there's pescatarian, there's, you know, CBD.
Bulimia.
And all of them have sort of like things that seem like that they're legitimate.
Right. And the people who follow them and totally believe in it, they say this is what everybody needs to do. And it may be great for those people. And certain people don't respond to diets.
Like, so do you think your philosophy is one size does not fit all?
Exactly. So it's
whatever
works.
So how do you know what size
works.
Fits?
Start eating.
Because when people want to get this done, they want to get it done now.
Right.
So they don't want to go, this doesn't work, another 6 months down there. Right? So how do you figure that out?
So you got to go with your natural tendencies first. What do you like to eat?
Beer?
I mean,
you want to know?
So then,
beer, white,
scotch,
beer, egg white.
So if that's important to you, you know, you have to figure out. I recommend that everybody, at least at some point, tracks their calories and their macros at least.
Do you ever type in what you eat every day?
Use MyFitnessPal.
Yeah, MyFitnessPal is an app. In fact, Jared, try to pull that up for you. I use it every day. I'm militant about it.
I'm looking at the stuff, the pictures of the food on the back. They look like normal food to me.
Yeah, well, they're all healthy versions.
But what you're trying to say is you want, like, whatever it is you eat, track it, because you'd probably be surprised what you're eating.
Awareness is huge. So simply writing it down, people will lose weight already.
Oh, yeah.
Just by doing that, or at least, you know, you're aware of what you're putting into your body. And
or the
so many
size.
People have no clue what's in food.
Is it just, by the way, is it just calories in versus calories out? Because if that was the case.
Right.
And you ate 100 calories less than you needed every day. At the end of the year, you wouldn't disappear. You're not going
to
disappear.
You'll go down
like at some point, you're not. I mean, no matter what you eat, you're not going to disintegrate. Like you don't just doesn't go off.
So if you're in a caloric deficit for a really long period of time, you start to adapt to that level. So that's why it's good to calorie cycle, kind of like you do.
Your calorie cycle, day. In and out for the week.
See, I do cycle.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But
yeah.
When you say calorie cycle, does that mean when people, because you know people that have chronic problems, they've been dieting for years, and they've probably not been eating enough. So how do they cycle? I mean, do they eat more than they should for a year, or is this a few days?
So I usually do with clients in that situation, either we try a different strategy, maybe trying keto, because that is
another
good way.
Now, what's keto for the people?
So ketogenic diet is what most people think, this is a huge misconception. People think it's like Atkins, which is high protein.
Right.
So keto is actually very low protein, so you're only 15
higher
to 20.
Higher fat, though, right?
High fat.
Good fat.
Cheese.
High fat. You can have some dairy and cheese, but there are carbs in that. So your carbs are very low, 5 to 10% of your daily intake.
Can you tell me what a carb is, Rob?
A carb is...
Give me a carb.
A carb would be like a pasta, wouldn't be a carb, would it?
Very good. Yes. Yeah. Fruit would be a carb, though, too.
Yes. Yeah,
right. So you
sugar in fruit.
Yeah, you don't want a ton of fruit, but you can eat fibrous carbs like vegetables. Right. So a ketogenic diet is mostly vegetables with fat. Yeah. So it's actually pretty delicious.
What's your favorite carb?
Stay right there.
Oh, man.
Just
I got to know.
Sparkly this one second.
Plus.
Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. More of Alyssa Parker. Stand by.
This is the Big Biz Show. The money talk show with less bang for your buck. Here again, Rusty Nails and Sully.
Hey, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. So, fit starts in the kitchen.
Careful.
Actually, you can go to fitstartsinthekitchen.com. Take a look at the book right there.
I want the book.
There's one sitting in front.
Did you autograph it for us?
I'll autograph it. Fit starts in the kitchen. Healthy recipes, flexible eating guide for every day. And gentlemen that are listening to us, Armed Forces Radio Network, she comes over and makes you food
in that
outfit.
Wonderful? Yeah. The frying bacon section.
You're going to be really popular.
It's a lot of fun, wow. I bet. Watch that splatter screen.
Did you have to, were you like cranky when those pictures were taken? Because I have heard
cranky?
That when people take pictures like that,
yeah.
You have to like stop eating and you have no, and you're dehydrated and you're really pissy. And the second that's over, you're eating Snickers bars and full sugar Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Typically that is pretty common. I did not diet for those pictures though, yeah. Because that was the that whole sucks. Premise.
You know
of
how
the book,
you know many people are
going
to be upset of the fact that you didn't diet for those pictures.
But you know how many women just stopped watching the show?
I
bye, ladies. Sorry,
she's horrible.
But it's about finding balance. You know, right. You can figure things out. You create all these healthy habits, so you don't feel like you're dieting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most of my food choices are probably a lot healthier than a majority of people.
Right, because you know.
But I don't feel restricted, and that was really big for me because I kind of after competing for almost 10 years.
Where you were restricted. Restricted.
I was so restricted that I started to kind of develop disordered eating.
Because you're afraid of food.
Well, and then I would binge.
Oh,
so I started, like, I would pig out and eat.
See, I'm afraid of booze, and then I binge.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah. That's a good excuse.
It's easier that way.
So I was eating too much, and then I had to kind of, like, retrain myself to let go of that habit.
Oh. Do you have kids?
I have two.
How old are they? How old are your kids?
13 and 8.
Okay, what do you talk to your kids? I mean, because this is a thing, right? I've got two grown daughters. He owns a couple of millennials himself.
Right.
But this is different now because it's a whole different ballgame than it was when we were growing up.
Right.
Because
social media and...
Well, plus,
and
it's just all the information coming at you.
Yeah.
Plus, there's all the emotional thing. What do you tell them?
Yeah.
I mean, you give them what they want? Is it Chuck E. Cheese and In-N-Out for a while? Then
I mean,
worry about
I don't
it later?
Restrict them. So, you know, they get to eat everything. I grew up, you know, in the 80s. My mom taught aerobics and she was like, only eat healthy. Like, you know, like snack walls, all that like stuff.
Yeah.
And bread, it was all carbs back then. And
Susan Powder, fat makes you fat.
Yeah, right, so we were eating a very different kind of diet, but we never had anything in the house that wasn't like low fat version.
Right. What's a good pre-workout thing to eat? I heard it was like oats and fruit, so you sugar up.
Well, you want probably some protein and carbs before a workout.
Protein now and carbs.
Beer. Protein carbs.
Yeah. Beer, yeah.
Pre-workout.
That's good.
What, like, do you eat right before you work out?
I usually don't.
Yeah, I can't either.
I thought
do you want
to
eat?
No, I don't know.
I don't want to. I don't want to feel like
I'm not
that.
Hungry.
Yoga guy says 3 hours before, so it's digesting, and I don't know.
Well, this is why you want to pick up the book, because it's about flexible dieting and learning how to do it, and you can pick that up at fitstartsinthekitchen.com or amazon.com.
It works.
We'll, in fact, if you email us here, we'll sell you a book here through Alyssa, and she'll even autograph it for you.
That's
and
cool.
She'll show up for a week straight and cook for you, gentlemen. Okay, let's talk about your business. You have an app called FlexRx.
Yes.
What is that?
So I work with my partner, Ursula, and we coach clients all over the world, actually. So
it's virtual.
Yeah.
So people watching you, if they want to get involved, you can totally give them advice through, and that is Rusty Nails before he got fat. That's Ursula, and that's Alyssa. And you coach them on whatever.
Yeah, so I have clients competing anywhere from fitness competitions all the way to just people wanting to change their lifestyle and lose a couple pounds or even build muscle, whatever their goal is. And then we tailor a program custom to them so they have
exercise and food.
Food, the whole thing.
Is jogging really good? Really jogging?
Moving's good, right?
I don't like it.
It's moving, right? It's about moving.
Yeah, I mean, if whatever you like to do, just like dieting, workouts are the same.
Good.
If you enjoy it, then you should do that. Because you want to be motivated to go and not be a struggle.
Jogging.
Yeah, I'm not a runner. So.
Yeah. See?
She's a spin instructor and a weightlifter, right?
Yeah.
Is that your basic year two?
Yeah, those are my two things.
Well,
I should do more yoga.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I should do more spinning.
Yeah.
I would love to see you in a spin class.
I was spinning Saturday night.
I would pay good money to see you in a spin class.
Spin class? Is this our coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally going spinning.
Come cycle with me.
I'm getting a little dizzy now. Hell, I'll be spinning an hour.
Talk about the online part of it, because there's an online part of this.
Yes. So we take all of your information. We create a custom program for you. You have access to everything through the app. So your workouts are all there, new workouts all
the
time.
And you look at these and you customize
Yeah,
those
we create things? Everything for the client.
Wow. Cool.
So it's all individual.
And it's just you guys?
It's just us two.
How long can you keep that going for you? Because I mean,
well,
you're
creating some more plans that are going to be less expensive, and a little bit more automated, so that we can access more people.
You can have your life back.
Did you ever have a weight problem or anything like that? Were you
chubby kid?
Because I always find that people in your position had a struggle with something at some point.
Yeah, I mean, so I was thin, and then I had my first daughter, and I gained I think like 70, 80 pounds.
What?
And I just like. I was huge.
Yeah.
And I had to lose all of that weight.
Sorry,
and then
sorry
I
for the shock look.
Back. That's when I got back into the
She looked
whole
like Amy Schumer
thing.
At the time.
Oh.
So you gained 70 pounds?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
And the baby's only what? Like
Yeah,
eight?
Like
10.
7.
Max.
6, 15.
So you have an excuse for like maybe 10 of it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And was that because you just ate and ate and ate
and
ate?
Yeah, I would make a batch of brownies, and then I would just
eat
walk
them.
By and eat it all day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even cut them up.
You're saying that like that's wrong.
That's a bad thing. Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about the websites before they just got here. AlyssaParker.net, that's your personal website.
Yes.
FlexRxFit.com is the app website.
Where to find us on the app and get coaching.
And then, of course, the book website is fitstartinthekitchen.com. Okay, last question, because I know I'm going to get 1,000 emails from you being on the air with us. You have the guy or gal who is literally 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
And whatever they do is not going to feel like they're doing anything for a while.
A while.
Yeah. Is it true they just got to start moving? Let's go for a walk for 5 minutes and turn around, come back, and then start. What do you tell people like that?
Well,
because, you know, there's a lot of people in that position.
Where they're at to begin with. We create a program that you can progress appropriately for the person, right? Because you're not going to just tell people to go run 5 miles a day right out of the
turn around, run back.
Right. So we get them going with their food, their training program, and then we're there for like emotional support.
Yeah, because they got to feel forward progress or those guys give up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if they don't feel forward progress, it's like, oh.
Yeah, and you set little goals, you know?
So
we
they
say,
can
okay,
like
1 pound a week.
That's great. They could FaceTime you and say, I'm having a problem. Can you help me?
They message us. We have a messenger chat thing.
Don't open
they
that.
They message us all day long.
In fact, you can FaceTime Rusty if you want. I'm going to give you
help. I'm about to eat this taco. Safety.
All right. Alyssa, thanks for coming. She's coming back. We're going to have her as a regular.
Okay.
She's going to pick something every time. And you're going to catch her on America Trends with Amy Fuller coming up here. She doesn't know that yet.
I'm cooking some of these.
All right. FitStartsInTheKitchen.com. FlexRxFit.com. You can download that on Apple and iOS. And AlyssaParker.net. There you go. All right, thanks. Chris Janikas, our director. Jared Coleman, our assistant director. Curtis Matovich, our floor director. Our floor cameraman. Our keeper of keys. Our composer.
Really?
And RussIsFunny.com because?
Well, RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
You can catch me everywhere at Sully Speaks. Tomorrow.
What?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We have somebody famous.
Another week.
No, we have a famous person. I can't remember.
Taco Weekday tomorrow.
Yes. All right. See you tomorrow.